Hot science. This month, killer kangaroos. There were meat-eating kangaroos with long fangs, said Professor Mike Archer of the University of New South Wales, who has just discovered a prehistoric type of killer kangaroo, nothing like the creatures of today. There were also galloping kangaroos with long forearms which could not hop, he added. The paleontologists were digging in northern Australia. They claim the flesh-eating marsupial would have lived between 10 and 20 million years ago. Remains of at least 20 previously unknown creatures have been found at the dig site in Queensland. The research team has also found evidence of a large carnivorous bird called the Demon Duck of Doom. Paleontologist Sue Hand, who also participated in the dig, described the potentially frightening creatures. Very big birds, more like ducks, earned the name Demon Ducks of Doom. Some at least may have been carnivorous, she said. Professor Mike Archer said the dig had turned up truly extraordinary material. The team now plans to study the fossils in detail to see what more they can learn about the species and what effect changing climate had on their development.
Kangaroo facts. Here are some truly amazing kangaroo facts.
The emu and the kangaroo are symbols on the Australian coat of arms. Experts say the animals represent the country's progress because they are always moving forward and never move backwards.
A kangaroo moves by hopping on its hind legs, using its tail for steering and balancing. They can hop up to a speed of 75 kilometres per hour.
Kangaroos are found in Australia and New Guinea. They are grazing animals which eat grass, young shoots and leaves.
Kangaroos need very little water to survive and are capable of going for months without drinking at all.
A male kangaroo is called a buck, and in slang is known as a boomer or an old man. A female kangaroo is called a doe, and a baby kangaroo is called a joey.
Kangaroos have excellent hearing and can move their large ears in all directions to pick up sounds.
Kangaroos are social animals that live in groups, or mobs, of up to 100 kangaroos. The leader is usually the largest male. He dominates younger rivals by biting, kicking and boxing.
Kangaroos usually have one young annually. Kangaroos can have three babies at one time. One mature kangaroo, just out of the pouch, another one developing in the pouch. He'll stay there for 9 months and will continue to suckle until 12 to 17 months of age. And one embryo in pause mode. What's this? Well, basically, female kangaroos mate just a few days after giving birth. However, after only 1 week's development, the embryo enters a dormant state. This lasts until the baby in the pouch leaves the pouch. Once this happens, the development of the embryo starts again and proceeds to birth, after a gestation period of about 30 days. Incredible.
When European explorers first saw these strange hopping animals, they asked a native Australian, Aborigine, what they were called. He replied, kangaroo, meaning, I don't understand your question. The explorers thought this was the animal's name, and that's how the kangaroo got its name.
Kangaroos come in all shapes and sizes. Smaller ones are usually called wallabies, and the largest is the red kangaroo. A large kangaroo can be taller than a man and can weigh 85 kilograms.